Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy-Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. My guest for today's show is my inspiring and fun friend, Anna Grace Taylor. Join us for a conversation about angels, thank you prayers, inspiration, songwriting, singing, living your music, and how you can feel happier and more peaceful. Welcome, Anna.
Hi, Margot. So nice to be with you again.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice on the show. I love listening to your shows, but it's so fun for me when you're actually on my show as a guest.
It is nice to be a guest occasionally. It's really nice to have the experience where I can, you know, share from that different perspective than being a host. So it's really nice. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. It's always a joy to have you on. And just, you know, you're right, though. It gives you a very different perspective when you're a guest versus when you're the host for the show. I've done both, and it's a very, very different experience. I just wanted to say, first of all, that I've been saying a lot lately that you inspire me. And we were talking about that a little bit on Facebook this morning. And you do inspire me so much, Anna. And it's in a variety of ways, but most of them are because of who you are inside and how you choose to live your life. And that's with courage, kindness, grace, and love. And when I think of you, I think of the word love, all in caps, and probably in pink letters as well.
Yeah, a bit of pink and sparkles. Yeah, that's always good.
That's true. Yeah, add a little bit of pink, sparkly angel dust over it, and then we've got Anna Grace Taylor. And
that's me. I try to be me. That's me on a good day. Obviously, I'm human too, but it's very... Say me, and it is, you know, I've said this to you many times over the years, but it really is, that's all that there is for me. I don't, you know, that's my motivation always, and that is what I put my focus on. And, you know, it's not, I mean, I am a sentimental, emotional person, but I'm not just talking about, you know, oh, I love you, or all of those things. It's really... in a deep sense of what love is, and for me, the angels always remind me of that, because they are love. There is nothing else but love. And so many times people will come to me and say, oh, I feel like I can't ask for help, or they are too far away from me, or they're going to judge me. And it's just, it couldn't be further from the truth, because there is no judgment. There is only love. And so my belief is that there is nothing else but that. And if we could all remember that, we would all actually find the peace that we're often searching for.
I agree, the peace and the happiness. And really, a lot of the way to feel happier and more peaceful is to realize that. And you have been such a great influence in my life as far as helping me understand that and teaching me about the angels. It's been so much fun learning about the angels from you. I really didn't know anything about them before I started being friends with you. And I just loved how you would kind of gradually get me more and more curious without ever pushing it on me. Like one of the things I didn't ever like about religions is people would push them on you. And with the angels, it was different. It was like I had to keep asking you questions about them in order to have you tell me more about them. And I love that. And I also love that they're non-denominational.
Yes, that's right. In fact, they're in every religion, and yet no religion. At the same time, they are, to me, they are love. And so if you ever feel like, well, that doesn't quite fit with me, or I don't know whether I believe in a God, or I don't know what my belief is, I just call it, well, you know, if you can believe in love and in a loving energy, that is what they are. So, yep.
I love that. I love that. And it just, they are so loving and the way that I perceive them, and a lot of that is because of what you have taught me to think and and to observe and how to feel. And I heard you on an interview a while back, and you were talking about how there's a prayer, a thank you prayer, that you say at the beginning of before you talk with your clients. And I was hoping that maybe you could say that for us here, because I that is just so beautiful what you say.
And also explain why you do it. Sure, I will say, I mean, this is obviously it varies slightly, but I'll share with you what I say and tell you why. And so remember that this is really, I see prayer as our ability, our way of connecting. It's not that they're not there if we don't do that, but what we are doing is inviting their help by saying that it's already there, because they can't help us unless we ask. There is a free will that we have that means unless it's a life or death situation, they can't intervene unless we ask. So by saying a prayer, we're really saying, you know, thank you for your help. So this is what I say. So I'll say, thank you, God, and all of the angels, all of the archangels, the ascended masters, all of the beautiful goddesses, all the elementals and the pure beings of love and light, including our guides and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being here right now for this session or this moment with Margot. We thank you for helping us both to be open to all of your love, your healing, your wisdom, and your guidance, and for helping us to be open to all of your blessings and all of your miracles. For this and so much more, we are so grateful, and so it is. Amen.
I love that, Anna. Thank you so much.
So obviously, you know, depending on what I'm doing, it might be slightly different, and I'll add specifics, but that is really my way of calling them in. And or, you know, you can be as simple as saying, thank you, angels, for helping me with this radio show right now, you know, because as long as you are setting that intention and that invocation, then it's already done. You don't need to be really fancy about it or find certain words, but there's a certain flow of it for me. It's almost like, you know, when you have a ritual in the morning, or you get in your car, or you do something specific, there's certain things that just let you know that that's what you need to do. And for me, that prayer is kind of the way that I get to say, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing, I'm plugging myself in. So yeah, it's just something that kind of flows out of me now.
Wow. Well, you know, you always remind me over and over again, partly when you're saying it, but a lot of times just in my own head and in writing my morning pages, that the angels are always there to help us, but we have to remember that we have to be willing to ask for the help, because they can't help us unless we ask, because of free will.
Yeah.
And that was so powerful for me to realize that, and I think it's an important thing for all of us to remember.
Yes. And the thing is we're not very good at asking for help from angels or from people. You know, I speak to a lot of people that will say, I've been really struggling, I've been having a really difficult time. And, you know, they're so used to feeling like they have to do everything on their own. And I feel like so many of our problems and the world's problems would be solved if we actually realized that we don't have to try and be superwomen, and we don't have to try and sort everything out on our own, that we are on a planet where we have not only 7 billion other people, but these unlimited beings who can be with us at any time. And part of our big lesson, I think, in the world, in this human experience, is to learn to receive, because we're not naturally able to do that so well as giving, are we?
What was that? We aren't so... Oh, as asking.
We're not
for help.
So naturally able to, we're not used to really receiving as well as we are giving, are we? So,
oh, receiving.
We're not very good at receiving most of the time, because actually we often go, like, oh, who am I to ask? Is it okay to ask? Am I taking away any angels or any people away from other people? You know, am I selfish to do that? The answer is no, because there's an unlimited number of them. And also, even when we talk about human help as well, you know, we are here to help each other. That's why we, you know, all live together and exist together. And you know, life is so much better if you feel like you can feel supported in all ways. And it's definitely been my key word for the year is support, and to feel supported more. And it's definitely happened. So I would really encourage everyone, if they're having a difficult time, just to ask for help more.
I agree. It's interesting that you should say that support is the word that you've been focusing on, because I have excuse me, some affirmation cards that are on in my bathroom that I showed a little short video on Instagram of Bender reading them, and three of them are from Cheryl Richardson. One says love, one says dance, one says support, and it's got this beautiful angel with these beautiful white wings and these two little children. And it reminds me always, though, of you, and to ask for help and to remember that, like you said, to ask people too, not just, I mean, people think a lot of times that people should read their mind and know when they need help and
absolutely.
Just offer it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people will often say, oh, you know, such and such, they didn't help me. And it's like, well, did they know that you were struggling? Did they know that you were having a bad day? You know, because nobody is going to assume that, and nobody is going to know always, especially when we all have busy lives and there's lots going on, and especially, you know, online, or, you know, if we're communicating or we don't see a person's face, it's really challenging to know that. And if you're not somebody who's open about that, you know, you can be your own kind of worst enemy there, because you're expecting people to to know how you feel.
Oh, I know. I've been there, and back in my 20s and 30s, I used to expect that more than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the ways that you can have relationships work out, whether it's with who you're married to or your children, your friends, the people you work with, is to be honest about when you need some help.
Absolutely, absolutely. It would solve a lot, really, wouldn't it, if we just were honest about that stuff? Yep.
Oh, I know. And it's so easy to see people on Facebook and they're posting, like I do, post a lot of positive things. And I mean, I imagine some people think that nothing bad ever happens in my life. But the thing is that we all have our ebbs and flows in life, and everybody has their moments when they're feeling down or afraid to ask, or feeling overwhelmed.
And also, I think that, you know, sometimes we think that we have, especially in the case of angels as well, because you often read stories of miracles and, you know, angels helping people in crisis, I think sometimes we can think that you have to wait until it's really, really bad, you know, to ask. And actually, they want to help us with the simplest things, like, you know, doing our tasks for the day, or doing our work, or finding a parking space, or going shopping. It sounds really trivial, but it's not, because if we are having an easier experience doing all of those things, we're going to feel more peaceful, we're going to feel more relaxed, we're going to be able to get more done. The people around us are going to, you know, feel better because we're in a better space. So actually, there's a huge ripple effect just by asking for help on a day-to-day basis. You don't have to be going through a major crisis to do that. And I tell people that often. It's like asking for help, you know, before you become in a really stressful situation. It really goes, you know, for human experiences too, because we're so used to waiting and waiting and waiting, and then, you know, especially if we're sick or something, a lot of people will just wait until they feel bad, and they'll wonder why it's taken them ages to recover. Whereas if we prevent, you know, those things from happening by taking care of our bodies, or, you know, eating well, or asking for help, or, you know, doing our exercise, it's going to be less likely that we need the help from a crisis, right?
That makes so much sense. That totally makes sense. And I've noticed that when people ask me for help, as long as it's something I can do and am able to do right then, you know, because of time commitments to other things,
yeah.
I'm always happy to help. You know, I love helping
right.
people. I love helping them. It makes me feel good.
Right. And I was going to say that's another thing. And maybe we've talked about this before, so I'll just say briefly that, you know, that's the way I have really learned about asking for help as well, that I am actually allowing somebody to experience the feeling that I love when I give, you know? So actually,
mm-hmm.
I am denying someone, if I'm pushing away their help or not even asking, I'm denying someone of that really feel-good experience of helping. And most people do want to do that. You're so right.
Mm-hmm. I remember Deepak Chopra talking about in the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success about the law of giving and receiving, how it was a flow. It was giving and receiving, not just giving or not just receiving, and that doing just one
mm-hmm.
or the other blocks the flow.
Yes, absolutely. I actually, I was in a session with a lady probably about 2 months ago now, and she was talking about how she found that challenging, and she did similar work to me, funnily enough. And the angels were talking to her about going to the ocean and recharging and going to a place that she loved. And then they were saying, they took it a step further by saying that, you know, just as the ocean tide goes in and out, giving and receiving, you can't have it always the tide out or the tide in. You have to have both, otherwise it doesn't flow, right? So they reminded her that she can really see it as pulling her energy back or, you know, drawing her energy out. And sometimes you can do that, you know, you can do that all day and then pull your energy back in, or sometimes it's just for a moment. But she was way too out there and just giving all the time that she was becoming so exhausted. And it's just not natural to do one or the other, is it? So if you
no,
she
it's
was,
not. And then people
reminding
can get
her
it,
of how natural that is.
Yeah, then they get exhausted, and then they start getting resentful, which isn't good either.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And then you feel drained, and then you don't understand why everyone is, you know, not there for you. And, yeah, and then you don't want to do anything, and then you're not really wanting to work because your energy's on the floor. And, yeah, so it really doesn't benefit anyone if you're just giving all the time.
No, it doesn't. You know, as usual, the time always flies by when I'm talking with you on the show, and we've got 12 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we have time to talk about the song that I have queued up for you, and also about the new song that you have coming out. I'm really excited about the fact that you've got a new song coming out, and maybe let's talk about that just for a couple minutes first, and then I'll queue up the song from
yeah,
your album.
Sure. Well, there's no official release date yet because I'm actually about to do the photo shoot for the song. It's just a song at the moment that I'm going to be putting on iTunes, and for that you need a cover photo. So I should be doing my kind of photo moment in the next few days, and then it will go on iTunes. But I would think probably towards the end of October that it will be released. And it's a ballad. It's very much about realizing that nobody can save us apart from ourselves, that we can love each other and be there for each other, but actually, you know, the only ones that really can save us and to really, you know, decide to make choices in our lives is us, and we are the creator of our lives. So that's the context of the song, and I'm really excited about it. I've been working with a wonderful friend of mine, Jo Beth Young, on it, and she also wrote the music for it and helped me to produce it and all of that. And it's just really exciting because it's actually 7 years since I did any music, or 7 years since I released anything. So I'm very excited about it.
Oh, I'm excited about it too. And I love your first album, your debut album, so much. And I've played other songs of yours on other shows. I've played the title song Already Here. I've played Like Me. I think I also played In Between Miracles, which I love. And today I've got your song called Body queued up. And so many people, I see so many people that are don't feel good about their bodies or don't feel good in their bodies. And I thought maybe what we would do is you could talk about that just briefly before, and then we'll talk again after I play the song. The song's
it's the concept. And actually, when I started to write the song, I didn't really know that this was the case, but it's really, if you can listen to it in the context of it's my body talking to me. And listen to it first, and we'll then talk about the feelings behind it. But if we could all just learn to be friends with our bodies again, we would find life a lot easier.
I agree. All right, everyone, this is Body by Anna Grace Taylor, and it is just over 3 minutes long. Such a beautiful song. I was listening to it over and over again before the time for the show today, and it's like every time I hear it, I love it more.
Oh, I think that, that's a great thing about music. I think that you can write it from a certain place, and then it means something different. You can listen to it from a certain place, and it means something different. You could listen to it for the first time in 3 years or whatever. I have to say, I haven't even listened to that song for a long time. And, you know, I hear something different, or I appreciate it in a different way. So I love that about music. And I love that we can all feel differently about a song too.
That is so true. Well, tell us just a little bit about what you were thinking about when you wrote that.
It was one of those ones that I didn't really kind of understand, particularly when I was writing at the time. But I just remember a bunch of words came out. And it was really just me wanting to feel like I could work together with my body, that it wasn't my enemy. And my body was really saying, you know, we were meant to be together, so don't fight me, work with me, because it will all be okay and you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, since then I've come a huge long way with how I feel about my body, how I feel about the life that I chose. And you know, I think that regardless, I mean, I have, as you know, or some of your listeners may know, I was born with a disability affecting my mobility, my legs. But, you know, regardless, there are so many people, you know, are fighting against the image that the media has created for women and for men. And it's about time that we drop that, really, because we're all perfect as we are.
So true. As we're doing the show, my cat Bender is asleep in front of my computer on the desk, and he's just so precious. And I'm thinking of his body, too,
yep.
And how animals
yep.
don't compare themselves to each other and
no.
like we do. And they realize that their body's perfect for this lifetime that they're here. And that's
right.
Yes,
and they're very instinctive. They really trust their bodies, don't they?
Right, and they realize that their body helps tell them what they need to do and to listen to their body, and that their body can help them know when they're making good choices and when they're making choices that are wrong for them.
Yes, right. Yes, and we are no different, really. It's just that we kind of have learned to tune it out. And I have met people that if you ask them how they feel in their body, or just how they're feeling in general, just have no idea. Because they're not connecting at all to where they are, to the present moment, to their sensation within their body, to their stress levels or anything. So I have to say that one thing about it is that because I have the challenges that I do, I'm very aware of how I feel. I'm very aware of how my body is feeling. And sometimes that can not be so great. But most of the time it's really helpful, because if there is a change, then I can notice it quickly.
So true. Well, we're almost out of time, and I want to ask the questions that I always ask during the show so that everyone can think about how they'd answer them. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, Anna, and I just appreciate so much all you do to make life more joyful and inspiring for people. And they can people can find you on your website at www.anna.com.
Yeah, on Facebook, which is sorry, Margo, I didn't realize you were giving it.
Oh, AnnaGraceTaylor.com for the website, and also Anna Grace Taylor on Facebook as well. And you post
messages. Yeah, I post all the time on Facebook. That's really where you'll catch me live. I do weekly videos that are readings. I share posters. I also have a class coming up. I'm about to go to Romania in November. If anyone fancies traveling to Romania for the day, we have an amazing class coming up there. And also, if you want to have a private session with me, you can always contact me through my website.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, Anna, I highly recommend everybody likes your page and gets all of your messages and listens to your angel messages and gets your newsletter, too, your e-newsletter. I always enjoy getting that every week as well. You are just such a source of inspiration and joy in the world, and I really appreciate all you do for me and for everyone else.
Oh, thank you, Margo. I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to share, and I appreciate all that you're doing as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We're going to be losing our live listeners in just a second, and so I just wanted to say, everyone, have a wonderful week, and Anna, again, thank you so much for being my friend and for being on this show today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.